Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to give us a call, be a part of the program. Your calls for the final half hour of the show coming up. So I went over this yesterday. I don't want to go back to it again today. Flip-flop Fauci, the guy that's been more wrong on COVID than any one human being, you know, now lecturing everybody. This has now become the new thing. Well, if you don't get the vaccine, one-size-fits-all medicine from doctor, politician, senator, congressman, or Dr. Joe Biden, then you shouldn't even get care at your local hospital. What? What are you talking about? What are we going to say to people that are alcoholics, drug addicts, et cetera? Well, you abused your body. You get no medical treatment whatsoever. Okay. Is that the new rule? Because that's not one I can live with. Where's your humanity? It's madness. I'm not willing to give up freedom for anything. People, the free society. And by the way, the whole idea that this is that the unvaccinated are impacting the vaccinated. Well, okay. If you want to take that logic, I thought you told us that if we got the vaccine, we were protected. You didn't tell us that there'd be breakthrough cases. Nobody seems to want to talk about, well, what are the therapeutics out there if either you have a breakthrough case or you have a, you know, you weren't vaccinated and you get a positive COVID test? What do you do then? And then you got Fauci saying vaccination of children in California is a sound judgment from Gavin Newsom. And we may not even have Christmas again this year after he promised it last year. Anyway, here's a flip-flop Fauci.
You have a responsibility to society. And I think each of us, particularly in the context of a pandemic that's killing millions of people, you have got to look at it and say there comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of society. There's no doubt that that's the case.
The idea of getting vaccinated, for example, getting children in school vaccinated, which is gone right now with Governor Newsom in California, things like that are not new. I mean, there are school situations where I know my own children had to get vaccinated with a variety of vaccines in order to be able to go to school.
And real quick,
so there's nothing new about that.
Should other states follow California's lead and require kids to get vaccinated for the coronavirus to go to school?
You know, I'm not going to be recommending things to other states. I'll let the leaders of those states. But I think what the governor did in California was something that was sound judgment.
So now, remember, this is a guy that said some years ago that he supports gain of function research. In other words, the manipulation of viruses in a lab, like it appears to have happened in the Wuhan virology lab, with NIH Fauci money that they allocated through a third party group. Even if it meant a pandemic would result. So we're going to listen to this guy. We're going to listen to the guy that said no masks, one mask, two masks, maybe masks in perpetuity. You can get the vaccine or you can have a mask. Now it's vaccine and mask. I mean, they've been wrong on everything.
There's no secret that I feel that we should not have central mandates from the federal government. I don't see it on a national level. Merely because of all the situations you have upon encroaching upon a person's freedom to make their own choice.
But we don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate. Definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
I'd be pretty surprised if you mandated it for any element of the general public. That has not happened ever, to my knowledge. At a national level,
you're not going to see a central mandate coming from the federal government.
That's not going to be, I believe, a centrally mandated process.
You can mandate things, but we tend not to want to do that centrally.
If you let the local institutions, like hospitals, make the decision, usually that's better than a central federally mandated system.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
It is extremely unlikely that you're going to get a central federal mandate for vaccines. I cannot see that that's in the cards.
It's not, I believe, going to come centrally.
I don't think that that would happen, Randy, because it is very, you know, the way our government runs, that we generally don't like to demand that a state does something. And, you know, the nature of our government, our society, is a federalist. Most of the time you leave a degree of independence and decision making to the state and local authorities. So I don't think that that would occur.
But it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
But for the general population, you can.
I doubt very seriously if it will be a central federally government mandated vaccination.
You know, I don't think we've ever had a situation where you mandate it for the general population.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates. And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
I am all for more vaccination, but I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
Early on, I can make an exception. Early on, I understand it. But as time has gone on, he's been wrong again and again. And now we know from that January 31st, 2020 email that, in fact, he was told that it looked like one of the genomes, as they broke down the sequence of the virus, had been manipulated in a lab. And then we know from The Intercept and we know from the emails of Fauci that he was desperately afraid, frightened to death, that it would be revealed that NIH money went to the Wuhan virology lab. It turns out it did. They knew coronavirus research took place. They knew gain-of-function research took place. And Rand Paul called out Fauci on it. Rand Paul was proven right, as far as I'm concerned. Well, there's been a lot now in terms of how the American people feel about this. Now, our friend Robert Cahaley with the Trafalgar Group, you know, him along with Matt Towery and John McLaughlin and our favorite pollsters anyway, he did a poll on all of this. With the Convention of States in this case, do you believe Americans should lose their jobs if they object to taking the COVID-19 vaccine? 65% say no. Only 22% say yes. It's happening now. I just read today, you know, thousands of people lost jobs at one of the biggest health providers in New York State. The governor of New York says they're going to replace frontline nurses and medical professionals if people don't get the vaccine. These are the people in the worst moments of this pandemic, went to work every day diving on COVID grenades. Now we're going to let them be fired? Next question. Do you believe Americans should lose their jobs if they object to taking the vaccine? No. I mean, this is Democrats are even saying that. That's Democrats only. Republicans, 83%. No. I mean, independents, 63.6%. No. I mean, these are really profound numbers here. Anyway, Robert Cahaly joins us now. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Those numbers speak loudly to where America stands on the issue, but the left keeps going and pushing the mandates anyway.
There's no question. What we're seeing, and it's really, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's COVID, whether it's any of this, I mean, whether it's the border, what we're seeing, the greatest thing is the alignment between, you would think the independents would be somewhere as an average between the Republicans and the Democrats, but the independents are closer to the Republican numbers on every one of these issues in all these situations. And it just shows that the Democrat Party seems to be very much out of step with even most of its own members. I mean, anybody who goes into a mall or a Home Depot on a Saturday morning or a football game knows good and well the public is not freaked out about this thing the way the media and the Democrats in Washington are freaked out about COVID.
And by the way, I noticed in your poll you oversampled Democrats by about 4 points. You oversampled women by even a larger margin. But it's very clear and it's unambiguous, the result. And the results are that Americans don't like these mandates. Quick break, more with Robert Cahaly with the Trafalgar Group and the Convention of States, 800-941. Sean, your call is coming up next. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, more with Robert Cahaly, our pollster, and the Convention of States, the Trafalgar Group. Now, based on what Biden started, and again, I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. I'm not sure I believe the constitutionality of this is valid. I think a lot of cases, you know, there's that study out of Israel as it relates to natural immunity. And there's a very good, you know, question about whether or not natural immunity matters, and whether or not that would be the equivalent of getting the vaccine. There was a great piece I read on Yahoo News about this in particular, and it went into great specificity and great detail. At first, they were talking about the NBA players. Some have refused to get the vaccination. They had a peer-reviewed study of 246 Kentucky residents concluded that unvaccinated people who already had COVID were more than two times as likely than fully vaccinated people to get COVID again, but that's only a very small sample. And then when they look at a study that took place in Israel, and this was referred to by Dr. Robert Malone, who created the technology for the mRNA vaccine, that would be Moderna and Pfizer, this is yet to be peer-reviewed, but what they found with a very large sample, nearly 800,000 people who recovered from COVID-19 and remained unvaccinated, that they were 27 times less likely to experience symptomatic reinfection from the Delta variant. So the science isn't clear on this. Why would we not wait till the science comes in on it?
Well, and that's what we're finding, is people aren't stupid. When you tell people nobody's staying home,
well, there are some stupid people out there, but most people are not. I agree.
In general, Americans are not stupid. When you tell them, you know, if you people getting paid to stay home isn't affecting the workforce, they know that's not true. And when you tell them that people know that if you've had this virus, you are in much better shape than if you've had a vaccine 6 months ago, they know that. And so when you act like that doesn't exist, you kill your credibility. I mean, who would take a flu shot if they said, hey, you had the flu shot, now stay away from people with the flu? People aren't stupid, and they realize that they're being given instructions that contradict their common sense.
So where does this end up? Is it just going to be a mandate that we're stuck with in perpetuity?
Well, as the Delta variant continues to drop, and you know that the herd immunity continues to go up, and the public continues to not worry about it, they're literally going to be left looking like Chicken Little, telling people the sky's falling when everybody thinks it's over. You know, we did a survey 6 months ago that said that people think the pandemic is over when everybody's had a chance to take a vaccine or not. And most people think, I've had a chance to take it, they did, or they didn't, and they proceeded at their own risk. They're done with this. So they just continue to be more out of step.
Look at New York now. One of New York's largest healthcare providers is called Northwell Health. It's actually New York's largest hospital system. They announced that they're firing 1,400 workers. The governor of New York is now threatening to replace nurses and frontline emergency room workers with National Guard people if they refuse to get vaccinated. Here's what's fascinating to me is a lot of the people, the nurses we're talking about, in March of 2020, in April of 2020, in May of 2020, when it was an unmitigated disaster in New York, these are the very same people that risk their lives every day to go into these hospitals and diving on COVID grenades at a time where we didn't even have all the PPE we needed at that time. You know, we didn't have, you know, they did what they could. They came and they went to work every day. Many of them even contracted COVID themselves. And now we're going to fire them and say, well, thank you, but no thank you?
people see that it doesn't make sense. That, you know, 2 years ago or a year ago, these people were being held up as heroes and all the commercials about them, and now they're about to be fired. And when these stories become individual, you know, just like when the Facebook lady was actually interviewed, when it becomes an individual that everybody celebrated a year ago who got fired yesterday, that is going to move public opinion. It's going to move it fast.
All right. Robert Cahaly with the Trafalgar Group. Interesting poll. Thanks for keeping us up to speed, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
When we come back, wide open phones, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Well, I see circle back Jen Psaki. She's basically now the chief propagandist. I don't even think she could possibly believe the lies she's telling. You know, the cost of spending, Joe's spending plan of $3.5 trillion costs zero. It's paid for. Who's paying for it? Any answer to that question? Now praising the airlines for imposing their vaccine mandate. And then a heated exchange with a reporter over the Hunter Biden investment Chinese firm. That got pretty interesting. Let's listen in.
We're seeing strong movement and early action toward vaccine requirements across industries and importantly in the airlines industry. United Airlines was notably first to institute a requirement, and within 53 days, we're able to get to over 99% of its staff vaccinated. Over the weekend, we saw JetBlue, Alaska, and American Airlines step up and move forward with their own requirements. These actions are notable as they represent a significant share of our country's air travel. We know these requirements work, and by acting now, these airlines will ensure smooth implementation and create workplaces that are safer for COVID-19.
There was concern when President Biden took office about his son's business dealings with China. He was supposed to divest himself of his stake in a Chinese private equity firm in December with ties to the Chinese central bank. As of April, he had not yet done that. And at some point, you were going to get back to us on that. Do you have an update on that? Has he dissolved that interest now?
I'd point you to his representatives on that. He doesn't work in the administration.
Okay. Into this, though, the president has said during the campaign that none of his family will have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Wouldn't it be assuring to the American people as we head into this if they just let the American people know if Hunter has divulged himself of that?
Again, I conveyed to you, and then I think I'm going to have to move on, that you should talk to his representatives. There's no reason to yell. I'm certainly not yelling. You should talk to his representatives. That remains his policy. He's been working to wind that down. Beyond that, I think would talk to his representatives.
He said that the president's going to have a virtual meeting with House progressives to talk about how this Build Back Better package is now going to be smaller than $3.5 trillion. But you have been saying that it costs zero. So are you now admitting that the plan does not cost zero? Or is it less than zero?
Well, let's not dumb this down for the American public here. What we're talking about is how much the top line investments are, which are all paid for, so therefore it costs zero. No matter what the cost or size of the top line investments are, we have ways to pay for it. So the point is, that's important to the American public, all of your viewers too, is that this is not going to cost the American public a dollar. We're going to pay for this by asking corporations, the highest income, so people under $400,000, I should say, corporations' highest income, to cover the cost of these necessary investments.
All right, circle back. Jen Psaki obviously will say anything. I'll say one thing. I don't think Republicans actually have gone far enough. They ought to go after those that are harassing Manchin and Sinema. I mean, because if Republicans ever did this to a Democrat, you know what? This is outrageous. This is intimidation. This is the Republicans. They're racist and they're sexist and they're, you know, on and on. But they don't do a thing. Kyrsten Sinema being followed into the bathroom. Joe Manchin harassed at his house. I guess he owns a houseboat. Good grief. Listen.
Senator, this is an investment. This is not giving out money. This is not spending. This is investing and this is building the state that we both love. That's why we're both here fighting for our people, because we love Virginia, and we believe in our state. We need you to stand with us.
Okay, I'll be back.
Sit down. We want to talk to you real quick. Want to talk to you real quick?
Hi, actually, I am heading out.
But right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on doors.
We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan has the solutions that we need.
All right, to our phones we go. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Patty is in Illinois. Patty, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me on the show. And
thank you.
I want to say congratulations, 25 years. I can proudly say I watch you all the time. And I'm so happy that you continue to bring us the truth and stories that matter to the American people.
It's my honor to do it. I'm very grateful to all of you that give me this opportunity, and I mean that more than you know.
No, it's a pleasure to watch you, and like I said, to be on the show. I want to bring up exactly what you hit on, of, you know, with the Democrats and how Joe Biden acted yesterday when Peter Ducey asked him a question regarding, you know, Senator Manchin and Sinema, you know, especially with her situation, that was a locked area being followed into the bathroom. And he basically said the only people, you know, that won't happen to is if you have Secret Service, and it's just par for the course. I thought his answer was just horrible. Again, I think that when that happens and the commander in chief, who he's supposed to be, doesn't have a strong word for it, everything just reeks of hypocrisy anymore. And being a proud conservative, I proudly voted for Donald Trump both times. And then constantly hearing him get blamed for things that are going wrong, when it's at a point where I live, as you said, in Illinois. If I could move out of the state, I would. The cost of living and everything going up. But I'm just appalled at the answer of Joe Biden and how disregarded he was. The fact that two of, you know, Democrat senators being attacked, well, like, going in there.
Could you imagine, Patty, if they were conservatives following Senator Sinema in a bathroom? Are we really going to harass people at their homes? And that's par for the course. That's just the way it's okay now. Because it's 24 hour news. 24 hours. If I ever did that, Sean Hannity led a group of protesters and followed Kirsten Sinema, or let's say followed Joe Manchin into the bathroom. Okay. Yeah. What do you think would happen then?
It would be, like you said, 24 news cycle. They'd be calling for you to be ousted.
And Hannity was with this woman, Patty, from Illinois. And Patty was filming the whole incident.
Exactly. We'd be in the hootscow. it's just the Republicans have to start getting stronger. We need to get back the House and the Senate, but we need to get the presidency back. I have grandchildren, and what they're doing to this country and the news cycle, there's so much we could talk about. And every day there's something, and it's just, I've never seen it this bad, and I've never had this sense of fear for our future generations. And
I fear for this country like I never have before. I've never been more focused, to be very honest, on doing the best job I can do, because there's not enough of us, and I'm not going to stop, Patty. And then we survived a civil war. We survived a revolution. We survived two world wars. We survived a depression. We're going to survive this. And we're going to come out on the other side, God willing, you know, better and stronger. Now, do great republics fall? Yes. I'm not ignorant of history. But, you know, as Reagan said, freedom is but one generation away from extinction. I'm going to do everything I can possibly do. This is on our watch, and my mantra is not on our watch. Anyway, Patty, thank you. Brenda is in Massachusetts. Hey, Brenda, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Huge fan always.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. So, Sean, I'm a realtor with Sotheby's and a true international company, and I have two things. I've never seen more relocations I've done this year than any other year, and which is a huge concern. And the other thing, too, is my biggest fear is these interest rates that are going to rise, and it's just going to kill us. The relocations, this year alone, I've done 11. Typically, you do maybe two or three, and I'm already at 11, and I still got 3 months of the year to go.
I'm having a hard time analyzing the market. Now, I don't like the stock market. I have very limited exposure as it relates to the stock market. You know, I play around a little bit with crypto, but nothing, you know, I'm not betting my kids' lunch money on it, right?
Right.
But I find real estate, bricks and mortar, has always been my go-to kind of investment. I think that's just a safer investment. And yeah. I'm at a point for the first time, I don't know which way it's going to go. We've seen prices now soaring all over the country. Demand has never been higher. Interest rates have never been lower. Yellen has already said, the Fed has already said, interest rates are going up. I see feeding frenzies. I've actually sold property during this period, which I'd never really planned on doing, but it just was ridiculous not to sell it. And I'm looking for opportunities all over the place, but I don't like to overpay either. And I don't know what the future of the market's going to be. Now, when you have free or low interest rates, that saves you a lot of money on the one hand, but then you're also paying inflated prices. And is there a cap to this? In other words, what goes up is going to come down. It's going to settle out at some point. I don't have the answer. I'm not an expert.
Yes. Yes. And here's what happens. When these interest rates rise, then you have the buyers that don't have, number one, all the free cash to throw around to cover all the appraisals that don't make it, that they don't have all the money, you know, to do all the extra bidding, and they're just not going to have as much money. So when you're appraised, say let's throw out like a figure, 800. If you're approved at 800,000 and the interest rates rise, now you're not approved for that anymore. You're approved for say 750. So now those sellers are losing out. So it's such a, you know, one six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's right now we're starting to see a little bit of a switch because the sellers still think, all right, I'm still in the seller's market, but the buyers are getting really nervous. So they're starting to get extremely, you know, picky about what they do with their money because they're just not sure what's happening with the market. And we do have those buyers that are in the market right now that coming from a generation where they don't want anything. They don't want to do any work to a house. If it's not done already, they don't want to do it. They want something that's move-in ready, drop their bags, done. And the sellers have to do all that work, so they want that.
I always look at that as an opportunity. I mean, because of my background in construction, but you're raising a lot of great questions. The good news for you is, I think it's good news in the short term, at least. I want to see how this real estate market settles out. I want to see where interest rates go. It's inevitable they're going higher. If you haven't refinanced, I keep telling people about, you get a free mortgage review at AmericanFinancing.net. But you give us a lot to think about. I just have great distrust for the stock market. I really do. But, you know, every investment is risky. That's why I'm not a doctor. I don't give medical advice, and I'm not a financial expert. I don't give financial advice, but I talk to every smart person in all of these professions to try to learn as much as I can. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Joe Biden desperate, running to Michigan, trying to save his disastrous $3.5 trillion quote, human infrastructure, new Green Deal socialism bill, build back better, that costs nothing. It costs not a penny. Anyway, so we'll get an update. Peter Ducey traveling with the president. Don Jr. will weigh in tonight on all things failure that are Joe Biden. John Solomon, yeah, you know the guy running the January 6th commission? the chairman, yeah, he once sympathized with a black secessionist group that killed cops. He's in charge? Okay, only in America. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, will weigh in on the state of the economy and how Big Brother government of Biden wants to get into your life. Jen Psaki gets very, very testy when it comes to the issue of Hunter Biden. But the question remains, are the Bidens compromised? We'll get to that much more. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. All right. Who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.